the first application of John Pugh has been taken off the agenda. The License Commission agenda for Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. It's 3:04 p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, basement conference room. Before you, the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moretti Ferrer, Franville Bard, and Gerard Mahoney. Application of M&R Hospitality Group Incorporated, doing business as PETA, has applied for a common victualler license at 12 Springfield Street with a seating capacity of 7 inside, 10 outside on a patio on private property, proposed hours of 7 a.m. to 2 a.m., 7 days per week. Mohammed El Zain is the proposed manager of record. The premise described as approximately 1,000 square feet on one floor, kitchen and bath, and service counter and seating in the front.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
I'm Radouan Ouattaidi. It's R-A-D-O-U-A-N. Last name is O-U-A-S-S-A-I-D-I.
Thank you.
I'm Mohammed El Zain, M-O-H-A-M-A-D. Last name is E-L-Z-E-I-N.
Thank you. And can you tell us a little bit about PETA? Although it seems quite obvious.
Yes, right. Well, it's served on a PETA. All the sandwiches are served on a PETA. So PETA is Mediterranean cuisine, Middle Eastern, hummus, falafel, grape leaves.
Tabbouleh.
Kebab, tabbouleh, of course. And fast food, coming in, grab a sandwich, and go, basically. We only have about 7 seats in it's called a California counter. You know, people just sit down for a quick bite. And basically, we're going to have sandwiches and plates that comes with rice and salad, steam table right in the front, countertop service, and about a minute for each person to come and grab something to eat and go.
You're making falafel?
We're making from scratch everything. We don't buy anything frozen.
You're not going to buy it at Restaurant Depot?
Not the depot. I mean, some of our stuff, you know, we use like farms and no. We're not into the cans. No cans,
or
no.
Or the big tub of tabbouleh from Restaurant Depot? No.
Who eats that? No.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
No. I don't even eat hummus from the supermarket. So. Okay. Everything is all, made in the premises, yeah.
Okay. And you said that the counter already set up?
The counter has been built.
Okay.
Yes.
You will have to remove a seat or beg to ISD to give you one more, because ISD only gave approval for 6 seats because of parking purposes and stuff. So you may want to talk to them. We can certainly, if we approve your license today, we can hold on issuing it to see if you get 7.
It's, I think we were talking about, once you open the door, it's 4 seats or probably 5 is going to fit. You know,
okay.
It's not, it's just some people would stand even and you know.
Yeah, no, because I know that you asked for 7 seats, but they did 6. And I know that it's because of the quote that they do with 6 is fine.
Totally, very fine.
About how many people do you think standing? Do you have a feeling or anything? Then I didn't see that.
Like standing to order and before leaving?
Yeah.
Standing to order, I can fit in there. I would say probably about
5 or 6.
More than that, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, people don't stand too long, you know, basically. You come
in, you
order.
I'll defer to you, Chief. They don't have it in the plan, but they have about 403 square feet. How many people can stand there?
This actually is labeled as kitchen, 403. Dining is only labeled as 92 square feet. So, let's see, is your architect. Plans are stamped by somebody. I don't know if they're stamped by the gentleman that drew them or not, but they're stamped by somebody. Let's see here.
Are you guys familiar with the old Olecito Taqueria?
Yeah.
Across from Olay. So when you walked into Olesito, they had a counter where you ordered from. Mm-hmm. And they did not have a kitchen there. They had pretty much like preparing the food, mm-hmm. like just the tacos and everything. We're building a kitchen out back, so all of our cooking, you know, we got the back space of the building. Because that used to be a communal storage space for the whole building. Okay. The issue we found with Olesito is the line would back up into the street, or at least the sidewalk. So what we did, one of the main things that we wanted to do was push the counter back to give people that are coming in more space to order food. The other thing is there was a counter along the window where people sat to eat, which is the proposed seating.
Okay.
It was literally what we call a bar rail, California bar, what have you. And they had just a few stools there. The issue is when you open the door, because it's a handicap ramp outside. Mm-hmm. So when you open the door, it opens inside, and it hits the first two seats sitting down to eat. Not anymore.
Okay.
So what we've done is push the counter back to give more space for patrons to stand and order and for the line not to pile up outside. Secondly, we are building the shelf or the rail where people are going to sit and eat so that it doesn't obstruct the door. So I think what you're saying in terms of the seating, we put 7, but I think it's going to be more likely 4 or 5 seats that we're going to have in there. That's about it. So if you say 6, that's totally fine. And to answer your question and how many people are going to be standing at one time to order, I think we're probably looking somewhere between 10 to 12 people, I think, could fit in there.
So on this particular, on the front elevation,
yeah,
the entrance to your restaurant is going to be here or one of these doors?
The first.
There is 2 entrances, one in the front and one through the ramp. I mean, you can come through the ramp for handicap.
Yes, where you're pointing the pen.
Yep.
That's the entrance. That's going to be the primary entrance for customers.
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, 92 square feet is relatively small. I mean, that's 10 by 9.
Like 5 to 6 to 8 square feet per person standing up.
Yeah.
Right. So
that
gets you 10 to 12 standing.
Yeah, ISD is gonna have to make that determination on the
numbers. Don't make determinations of standing, which is why I defer to you for fire prevention purposes, no.
How about
they
seats?
Only make determinations of seats.
Oh, for seats.
Yeah. So that's why the six for seats, that's fine.
Yeah, I can look it up.
Okay.
It obviously isn't gonna be much.
Okay. And then you're opening, your intent is to open at 7 a.m.?
Well, people come in usually, the first cooks, they come in at 6 a.m. because we do a lot of catering.
Okay.
We do catering, you know, so basically when the workers, they come in, we tend to open the door between 7:30, coffee.
Okay.
You know.
The answer is yes, and the reason why is because when we took Muna over from Pliska, thank you. The Balkan sandwich shop that went in there after Rosie's Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the issue that they were having is they were opening, it was supposed to be a breakfast / sandwich place. They opened at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Most of the people going to work, the commuters in the morning, they want a fast bite to eat before they go to work.
Yep.
So if you open at 8, you've missed that window. So our goal is to open at 7 o'clock in the morning to get that breakfast business in. And then, you know, keep open at night.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Any other questions?
I don't have
any. Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? I would note for the record that we have a letter from the East Cambridge Business Association in support of this application. Anyone in opposition? Okay. With that said, I would vote to grant and then just hold off on double-checking in terms of the occupancy because it is intended to be an in-and-out kind of place.
Yeah.
I don't want us to issue it just with the 6 seats because then you might get in trouble in terms of overcapacity.
Yeah.
So I would hold off on that.
I'll forward you. I just emailed, so I'll forward you the information.
Okay.
Yeah. information.
Okay, well, with that, I would vote to grant, and then we just, whatever fire prevention tells us is appropriate.
Absolutely, and if I may, Chief Mahoney, I'm happy to, if fire inspectors want to come, we're happy to.
I just emailed one of the guys back at the office, he might be able to get the.
Absolutely.
Okay, so granted, and then we'll give you a call in terms of when it would be ready.
Great,
thank
you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays, thank you.
Thank you.
Jen Tran, on behalf of Far From the Tree Cider, has applied for a license to sell at a farmer's market at 5 Calendar Street from January 6, 2018 through April 7, 2018 from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. She apologized for her error on the application, but if you look at the MDAR permit, it has the correct dates.
Yeah, so what we're talking about is that she put on the application 2017 instead of 2018. So we just had Ms. Lynch communicate with her to confirm, obviously. So I'll just put here, granted for January 1st, 2018 through April 2018. Yes?
Granted.
Walter Souza, holder of license number ACH10121, has applied to open at 10 a.m. on Sunday. But what he really meant, and he came in and fixed it yesterday, was only on Christmas Eve.
Well, he's entitled to law. He requested it from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. because he's a package store.
Yeah, but he only wants it on that date.
So this is just for New Year's Eve?
Yes.
We already approved it.
No, December 24th.
December 24th.
Oh, December 24th. Okay. Granted.
Application deferred from December 13th, 2013, Shiga Cafe and Ethiopian Restaurant, LLC, applying for a common victualler wine and malt license at 2376 Mass Ave. They were supposed to be bringing in bank statements and other documents.
I'm not ready to vote on this because they still haven't provided us in writing the statement that they're dividing at 50-50, and there's also no information on the loan. So I'm a no on this bill.
Or is it for Ethiopian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the bank statements, but they didn't give us any of the loan documents.
And
or the statement from them saying that they're going
to
provide.
Yes, I spoke to her about that. She also was supposed to be bringing in a floor plan for the patio.
Yeah. Okay, so defer.
Patrick Martin, on behalf of Phoenix Communications, has applied for a special noise variance at Fulkerson Street, Austin Street, River Street, and Pleasant Street on December 13th through 15th, 2017, from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. for fiber optic splicing.
Granted.
Approval of renewal submitted, request for extension of hours on New Year's Eve, and administrative acknowledgments, changes, corrections, based on information that was submitted with renewal applications.
Okay, so we have no further requests for extension of hours on New Year's Eve. We have 17 additional renewals for alcohol to approve and 108 non-alcohol renewals to approve, so I would vote to approve both of those.
Did you say 17 alcohol?
Yes. Just for the record, we might have some doubles with the old lists because some of them were owed some refunds and some of them had to pay other fees and so they show up twice. In terms of acknowledgments or corrections, Shaking Crab at 1815 Mass Ave has asked to add to their entertainment categories trivia, granted. The Sinclair at 52 Church Street under entertainment license for their live entertainment. They also want to add talk show, audio, dynamic show, light show, theatrical exhibition, and remove three TVs. Granted. Mm-hmm. Pineapple Thai Cuisine at 1108, a CB with entertainment. They have informed us that due to flooding issues that the landlord has been unable to fix, they have terminated the lease and the business has closed, so board acknowledges.
What's the address?
1108 Cambridge Street.
Okay.
They actually had not opened yet.
And then Toscanini Ice Cream at 899 Main Street wants to amend its opening hour from 11:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. Granted?
That it?
Mm-hmm.
One-day license applications. Samira Miller has applied for an entertainment license at Harvard, 59 Shepherd Street, on January 27, 2018, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. for a party with dancing and amplification system with 300 expected.
Granted.
Alexander Maciela has applied for an all-alcohol license with entertainment at St. Anthony's Parish, 400 Cardinal Medeiros Avenue, on January 14th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. for a family lunch with patrons dancing and music with 200 expected.
10 pages long. And they also asked for one on February 3rd.
Yes.
It's on the same application, so granted as to both.
Mm-hmm. And late submissions. Maura Dower, on behalf of the Brain Arts Organization, has applied for a one-day wine and malt license on December 14th at 200 Broadway, 6-9 for an art show with 75 expected.
Branson.
Brittany Currier, on behalf of the Cambridge Program, has applied for a one-day entertainment license on December 17th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., December 18th from 3 to 6:30 p.m. for a theatrical performance.
Branson.
Ben Lavery, on behalf of the Temco, has requested to extend their special noise variance from January 1st through January 31st, 2018.
We extended this one recently as well, but this is to finish up, so granted.
Efthymios Ioannidis has applied for a one-day wine and malt license and entertainment license at 77 Mass Ave on December 15th from 9 to 11:30 p.m., December 16th from 1 to 4.
December 15th from 9 to 11:30, and December 16th from 12 p.m. to 1 a.m. Granted, police detail required.
Bill Namley, on behalf of the Harvard Square Business Association, has applied for a one-day entertainment license on December 16th from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. for music at the Pit. He did apply for the permit. He has not received it yet. I noted that Rob Linke will not be back in until tomorrow, and he issues those.
So considering that he's applied for it and Rob Linke's out, I would grant pending approval of city permit, otherwise denied.
Rachel Rocco Burton has applied for a one-day wine and malt license at 536 Mass Ave from 6:30 to 11:30 p.m. for a dance recital. It's a private event.
Granted.
Ace Tuna Cafe, LLC, is requesting to increase their hours to close at 8 p.m. instead of 6:30 p.m. and to add the same hours on Saturday.
So they actually already are open on Saturday, so they're basically asking from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and then remain closed on Sundays. Granted.
Catherine Michelle has applied for a one-day wine license on December 14th from 6:30 to 9 at 77 Mass Ave.
So I would deny as requested and only granted if they sell the alcohol or charge admission and limited to drinks. Is everyone okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Nelson Oliveira has applied for a one-day wine and malt license on December 16th from 8 to 10 p.m. at 178 Elm Street for a party.
Okay, so this situation This building supposedly has no occupancy for the second floor, which is where he's seeking to have the event. Supposedly a close to the public event and everything else. He went to fire prevention, and we got an email from Lieutenant Towski. And then...
Pretty lengthy list of conditions.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of conditions. The front stairs to be repaired at the nosing, the right side. Door has to have panic hardware. Removal of the paints and supplies. You know, it goes on and on. This event is for the 16th. I highly doubt that they'll be able to get that list completed, but because we don't meet, I don't know if...
Well, what I was going to recommend was that it be granted on the condition that the items are corrected to the satisfaction of the Fire Prevention Bureau prior to the close of business, prior to noontime on Friday.
That sounds good to me.
Agreed.
Okay. Granted. Okay.
Is that Casa de Benefica?
Yes. So but it's not them.
Same location, new.
No, wait. No. But they haven't filed the alteration of premise, so we have to deny this application regardless of whether they can fix it.
Because Andrea said this was for upstairs.
But Casa de Benefica, they haven't applied for their alteration of premise yet, right?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, so it has to be denied because
okay.
Their alcohol license goes up the way,
okay.
Goes up to the third floor. The only way that it can happen is if they, I don't know if they have a member there and they're doing it as a member party and if they fix all of this.
It's not a member party.
Yeah, so denied.
Okay. License will
let
him know
what
do you want.
Huh?
License will let him know that?
Yeah.
So what I had been thinking also is we had significant problems with them
past,
and Tom Cahill had worked with them extensively to fix some of the problems.
All right. I have to run, so that's it for me.
Okay.